Okay, so we're diving into something pretty relevant today. Raising children in the digital age. This is by Kyrdine Lugley. And you guys sent this in, and we wanted to kind of take a look at it and break it down for everybody so you can quickly understand what it's all about
Yeah, it's a good one.
and really kind of get to the meat of it so you can apply this stuff.
Absolutely.
So what did you think about the way Lugley kind of structured this whole thing?
Well, I think he did a really nice job of breaking down like kind of all the aspects of this
Yeah.
and how are kids experiencing this digital world? How do we manage things like screen time? How do we keep them safe? What about the whole social media landscape and the role of technology in education?
Right.
And then, all the way to like, what are some helpful digital parenting tools that we can use?
Yeah.
And, what's the impact on mental well-being?
Wow.
So he really covers like a lot of ground and then kind of brings it all together with, how do we foster responsible digital citizens?
Right, and that's really the big question, isn't it? Yeah. Like, how do we guide these kids in a world where, technology isn't just something they use, but it's like the environment they live in.
It really
You
is.
know what I mean?
It's like the air they breathe.
Yeah, and they don't even think about it.
Yeah.
It's just there.
And that's why, this whole concept of digital native
Right.
that Dr. Emily Chen talks about is so important because it really highlights,
Yeah.
for these kids, this isn't like a new thing.
Right.
This isn't like some big change.
Right.
This is just how they exist.
This is reality.
Yeah. It's fundamentally rewiring how their brains develop, how they
Yeah.
socialize, even their psychology.
Right.
And I think, previous generations are just starting to really grasp
Yeah.
how different this is.
It's so true. And when you look at the research that Dr. Chen has done, and she talks about, the cognitive shifts that are happening, like how easily kids can multitask and jump between, texting their friends and watching a video,
Absolutely.
and doing their homework
Yeah.
all at the same time.
It's that parallel processing
Yeah.
and that visual spatial agility, the way they can just filter information so quickly.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's incredible.
And you think about how that changes how they learn and approach problems.
Totally.
It's completely different from how we grew up.
And you can't help but wonder how that's going to impact like their social skills
Oh
too.
yeah, for sure. Because think about it. They're learning so much of their social stuff online. It's not just face-to-face interaction anymore.
Exactly. It's a whole new set of social cues and norms
Yeah.
that we're just starting to understand.
Right, and it's constantly changing.
Absolutely.
So it's like, how do you even keep up with that?
It's a moving target.
So, screen time is always a big one.
Always comes up.
The parents are like, how much is too much? But, Dr. Michael Rodriguez makes a really interesting point in the book about how it's not just about the quantity of screen time. It's really about the quality.
Quality,
So, like, what are they actually doing online?
Absolutely.
Are they just passively consuming content, or are they interacting and learning?
Engaging their brains.
Right,
Perhaps,
exactly. So, I mean, the book does offer those, age-specific guidelines, which are helpful as kind of a starting point.
A framework.
Yeah. But I think the real key takeaway is that we need to be focusing on, understanding what they're doing,
The
the
context.
context, and the value of those digital experiences.
Especially as they get older,
Right.
because then we want to be fostering their own sense of responsibility
Yes.
and digital literacy so they
Exactly.
can make good choices.
Right. Because it's not all bad.
Of course not.
There are benefits to screen time. Like they can access all these amazing learning resources.
Like the whole world is at their fingertips.
Right. And certain games and apps can actually help them develop problem-solving
Oh,
skills.
totally.
But then, of course, there's the flip side. Too much passive screen time, and we worry about attention spans, sleep disruption, all those
So it's
things.
about finding that balance.
Right. It's that balance and being intentional about setting those boundaries.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to another big one, online safety.
Huge.
Right. And I really liked how Dr. Sarah Winters framed this.
Oh, yeah.
She talks about it not just being about restricting access,
Right.
but actually empowering kids.
Giving them the tools.
Yeah, to be safe online.
Right, because we can't be there all the time.
Exactly.
So they need to have those skills themselves.
Right. And it is a complex world.
It is.
Cyberbullying, privacy concerns. I mean, it's constantly evolving.
It is. And that's why, you know, she really emphasizes digital literacy.
Right.
As this, like, essential shield.
Yeah, like a superpower.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's teaching them how to think critically.
Right. Like, don't just believe everything you see.
Right, how to verify information.
Mm-hmm.
And really importantly, how to manage their emotions online.
Oh, that's huge.
Because things can get heated.
Yeah.
You know, and people say things that they wouldn't necessarily say face-to-face.
It's true.
So, you know, you have to equip them with those skills to navigate that.
It's like emotional intelligence, but for the digital world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we have to talk about social media.
Oh, yeah. That's a whole other beast.
I mean, it's such a huge part of their lives.
It really is.
You know, their social landscape, their emotional well-being, it's all tied in.
Yeah, and Dr. Elena Rodriguez talks about how online validation,
right,
you know, likes and comments,
all that stuff,
can really impact a kid's self-esteem.
Yeah, because they're constantly comparing themselves.
Totally.
You know, and looking for that external validation.
It's so easy to get caught up in that.
Right. And so, you know, the book really emphasizes the importance of teaching them,
yeah,
to develop that internal validation.
Right. Like, their worth comes from within.
Exactly.
Not from how many likes they get.
Right. And also, you know, fostering healthy online communication.
Oh, that's key.
Empathy, respect, authentic self-expression.
Yeah. Because it's easy to forget that there's a real person on the other side of the screen.
Right. It's not just words on a screen.
Exactly.
You know, it's actual human beings.
And we need to treat each other accordingly.
Right.
With kindness and respect.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, on a more positive note, let's talk about educational technology.
Okay. Yeah, there's some really exciting stuff happening there.
Because it has the potential to transform learning.
It does.
You know, made it more personalized,
right,
more engaging.
More accessible, too.
Yeah. And Dr. James Carter talks about how we're moving towards these, like, you know, really dynamic learning environments.
Right. Like multi-sensory experiences.
Yeah. And connecting learners globally.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing.
It is.
But I think the key takeaway for parents and educators is to think about how to integrate these tools,
right,
in a balanced way.
Yeah, it's not about replacing traditional teaching methods.
Right.
It's about finding that synergy.
That synergy.
Yeah, yeah. And also making sure that we're cultivating those essential skills.
Right.
Like coding and computational thinking.
Because those are going to be so important in the future.
They are.
No matter what they do.
Absolutely.
So, you know, Lou Gallais also talks about,
yeah,
digital parenting tools,
mm-hmm,
which I think,
mm-hmm,
is really helpful.
Oh, yeah. Practical stuff.
Yeah. Practical advice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Dr. Alexandra Martinez,
mm-hmm,
she really stresses that the best approach is one that combines protection,
yeah,
with building trust.
Right. So it's not about being like Big Brother,
right,
you know, constantly monitoring them. Yeah. It's about working together.
Collaborating.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, things like parental control software,
mm-hmm,
they can have a place.
Yeah, as a tool.
Right. But I think what's more important is that open communication.
Absolutely.
And setting those family digital agreements.
Yeah, so everyone's on the same page.
Right, exactly.
And the kids feel like they're part of the process.
Right, and that their voices are being heard.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing we can't ignore is the impact of all of this,
right,
on mental health.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dr. Rachel Thompson,
mm,
she points to some of the pressures that kids are facing today.
Like what kind of pressures?
Well, you know, this constant connectivity.
Right. They're always on.
Always on.
Yeah.
And FOMO, fear of missing out.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
You know, and then the potential for anxiety,
mm,
from all the online interactions.
The social pressures.
Yeah, the social pressures.
It can be overwhelming.
It can be. And, mm-hmm, so, you know, she talks about the importance of teaching them digital mindfulness.
Like being present.
Yeah, like being present,
yeah,
in the real world. And, you know, helping them establish those healthy boundaries.
Right, like knowing when to disconnect.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And really fostering their emotional intelligence.
Because that's going to help them navigate all of this.
Right.
The online world, the offline world, all of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Raising kids in the digital age.
It's not just about tech skills.
It's not just about teaching them how to use the devices.
Right.
It's about raising good humans.
Good digital citizens.
Yes. Responsible digital citizens.
Yeah.
And Dr. Emily Ramirez talks about how this means instilling ethical values.
Right. Doing the right thing even when no one's watching.
Exactly. And you know, a sense of responsibility.
Responsibility for their actions online.
For their actions online.
Yeah.
And their digital footprint.
Yeah.
So it's things like modeling respectful behavior.
Right.
Having open conversations about online ethics. Yeah, those are important.
And encouraging them to, contribute positively online,
Yeah, to be a force for good
to be a force for good.
in the digital world.
Exactly. So, I think the big takeaway for everybody listening is that this is
Yeah.
about being conscious, informed,
Yeah.
and adaptable,
Because things are changing so quickly.
constantly changing.
Yeah.
And so, technology is powerful,
It
but
is.
it's those human elements,
Right.
connection, critical thinking, emotional intelligence.
Those are the things that matter.
Those are the foundations
Yeah.
for raising resilient and responsible digital citizens.
Absolutely.
So, this deep dive into LugLib's book has given us a lot to think about.
It has.
But it's an ongoing journey
It is.
for all of us.
Yeah.
And it requires us to stay engaged and curious,
That's so
which I
true.
know you guys are because you're listening to this.
Yeah.
So, I guess just to kind of leave everybody with something to ponder.
Think about the balance of digital and real-world experiences in your own life and in the lives of the kids around you. And what's one small change you can make to encourage healthier digital habits or stronger real-world connections?
That's a great question.
Because, this is just the beginning of the conversation.
It really
And it's
is.
a conversation we need to keep having.
Absolutely.